Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Relay Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is out every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blue Moon Lunch Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. Ultrasound parties, welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Lunch Radio Club's next monthly meeting is on Tuesday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Market Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact me, KD2AIT, at KD2AIT.com, and we can set that up. We're still looking for somebody to pick up Monday nights. Should a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in via Echolink from North Utica tonight, and I believe Bill from Pennsylvania will be right up after me.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill from Warrendale. Thank you, Mr. K.J. there. And top of the evening to everyone checking in through the Echolink system. Over.
All right. KD2FBM, Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. Good evening, everyone up in the Boonville area, and hopefully my friends are listening on, I think it's called LaSchultz Road, LaSchultz, yeah. I can never pronounce the name of the road up there in Boonville. Forgive me, but we've got some friends up that way. She just ran the Boilermaker yesterday, did a great job, so after a year of recovery from her medical issues, which is really kind of cool, so... Yeah, I'm just kind of hanging out here in North Utica with my fiance, and had an interesting afternoon. It was kind of quiet, and all of a sudden heard a bunch of rattling and banging and couldn't figure out what was going on outside, and it was raining extremely hard, but only here, so that was kind of a wild deal. So, you know, it looked like we had about 84, maybe 85 degrees today for a little bit there, and it's starting to cool off and be a little more comfortable, which is kind of nice. On that note, I'll stand back, say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, we had the same little downpour here. First I heard it hit the air conditioner in the window. It sounded like hail and clinking onto it. And then it only lasted about maybe 30 seconds and it was gone. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in. You guys have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. KA3TFE. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB. Tip my hat to everyone up there, and indeed a good evening. We had a rainbow here, light spritzing. Weather report, 73 degrees over 69. 73 degrees of temperature, 69 degrees dew point. Humidity is 85%, and it's muggy. With that in mind, I don't have much to say this evening. But give it back to the net there for the others, and indeed we'll be listening. Thanks for being there, and KA3TFB, back to net control.
All right, Bill, well, thanks for checking in there, and keep cool over there in Warrendale, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, it doesn't look like there's anybody else in the queue over there, so we'll say this is KD2AIT. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
5 AOW. Good evening, Jeff. 10-2
KPL. Good evening, Jeff.
WA2U. Good evening.
And 2OIQ. Good evening, Jeff.
Alright, there's a bunch. We'll start with N5AOW. Bill up in Otter Lake. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. N5AOW and everyone else that checked in. Nice day today. Really great. Got to do a few things outside that I wanted to do to catch up to everything else going on. Got a little painting done. Got a few other things done. Got down on the lake. Went around the lake for a little bit. Got some time out there. Had dinner. Went to Boonville. Got some things done I needed to pick up there. Pretty much covered it all. So I'll tell you what. It was phenomenal. The weather was great. We got a little bit of a shower this afternoon, but didn't last long. I suppose we might get a little bit more tonight, but that's all right. If it does it at night, sunny during the day, we can deal with that. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. N5AOW, 73 all.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in there. Sorry, somebody called me on the phone right during your check-in, and I missed half of what you said there. Apologize for that, but hey, you know how that goes. Sometimes we sit here doing the net, and the whole rest of the world forgets that. All right, well, thanks. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. N2KPR. Rich, good evening. What's up?
Well, I had to take off this morning, go over to the base to complete what I couldn't do Friday because I got there too late. And got back here probably right around noon without breakfast, so I had sat down, had a cup of tea, and decided what I wanted to eat for lunch. Made lunch and checked my emails. Then I got on the computer and played a few games, and then I went to work sorting out some more stuff. And made dinner and back here playing some games again. And I don't remember the rain this afternoon, but it could have. I also occupied it, probably didn't even notice it. But right now it's cloudy and humid and no wind. So back to you, Jeff. I had to keep you.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't remember what time it happened. It was sometime there in the afternoon, if I remember. 4 o'clock, maybe, somewhere in there. But all right, Rich, well, thanks for checking in there, and you have a good evening. Your signal sounds great tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's up?
Good evening to you, Jeff, WA2U, and the everyone on frequency here. Hope everyone had a great weekend. It was a great weekend for various events going on. I hear the Rags Ham Fest was a success down in Cicero, New York. Good weather for that. Didn't do a whole lot today. Checked out power wagons made by Diaz. They're kind of a motorized device. You can put 500, 800 pounds on. They have a dump box on them and things. Kind of neat. 4 speed, the reverse speed. So looking at some of those and see where there were distributors for those and our area. I guess there's one in New Hartford, one down in Rome. And Saturday, got a chance to go up to the, they went up to the Forestport Hardware store. Hardware stores are funny. You walk in for one thing and you find other things that you can use. So that's kind of neat. And then we went up to Boonville, stuff, and picked up some Chinese food up there at the restaurant, went over the top, so waiting for that, picked up some things, and did some other errands, so we're up in the north country there, so came back and did some other stuff on Saturday, so garden's doing well. Put up a trellis the other day, had some wood up at the Forestport hardware that I picked up, and cut that up on a chop saw and made up supports for that, so today was kind of warm and humid. I think it's going to be a little bit cooler tomorrow, so have to see exactly what the weather is, but good hearing everyone on this evening. I believe the next HamFest that I know of is in Deerfield. It's on July 25th. I think there's one in Trumansburg, and that's August 1st. So those that are still adventurous and looking for HamFest activity, there you go. I guess somewhere in there there's a Boonville Fair, too. So, and the Woodsman's Field Day, those are the third weekend of August. So a few things to mark in on the calendar with question marks, I guess. Jeff, back over to you. Hope you had a great weekend. I don't know if you had a chance to spend up at time up at camp, and I noticed 14521's back on the air. So there you go. WAT back to that.
All right, John. Yeah, I know the Forestport Hardware store well. Sorry, on my way up to camp, and usually if you need something up at camp, you can run down there and pick it up. They seem to have a little bit of everything. But, all right, it's good to know that repeater's back up. We'll try to pick that up. We're heading back up to camp here this midweek, and I'll be up there for a few days. And I always enjoy that afternoon, after dinner night. So it'll be good to hear those guys again. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. I'm out on the nuts this evening, and 2OIQ here. Well, we're still camping, Jeff. Yeah, I guess we're going to stay here for a couple more days and then go home, I guess, for a few days. And then the Lewis County Fair is next week, and we're involved in that at some point. And so that'll be fun week down there, too. And anyways, and I got to send an email up, but I will be able to be at the meeting next Tuesday evening, the amateur club meeting. That's the parade night, and I help out with the parade, and also help out with the fireworks, keep the people back, and help get the traffic out of the fairgrounds. So I'll be busy at night. So I got that email out here when I get a chance here soon. So anyways, but other than that, just warm day today. We did have a small shower go through here back about an hour ago or so. Didn't last long, but anyways. But I guess they got a chance of rain tomorrow, or a pretty good chance of rain tomorrow, I guess. So back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening, and to the White Joker.
Hi, Dan. Yeah, they're saying it'll start out humid tomorrow, then we get some rain. So that's all right. We could use a little rain. Ground's looking a little dry out there. So a little bit. You know, we don't need days and days of it, but a nice, wet afternoon, it'll be fine. Fine by me, anyway. And then I'll wash the car the next day. So, all right. You have a good evening there, Dan. Enjoy your camping, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Look at the check-ins. Well, for my myself, worked today at a doctor's appointment this morning, and pretty much just worked the whole day away. Getting ready to finish up here a little bit, and then we'll be heading off to bed here. Repeat tomorrow. So, I'm only working 3 days this week, at least that's the plan. And going to head up to camp for a few extra days of R&R. And, we'll be doing some WA2U work up there. We'll be splitting a lot of firewood. At least that's the goal. It's all sitting there right next to the wood splitter, and it just says, I got to get it done. So, anyway, that's all I have to report. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
And 5AOW.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, a little rain up here, Jeff, and 5AOW. 73.2 degrees, and I don't know if it's falling or rising. More than likely falling. Let me shut the other one back off. But cooling down a bit, I'm sure it'll get a little more humid. But we got a little rain up this way. Don't know if you have it there, but maybe it's circling around us. We had it earlier, and it diminished down to nothing at all. The sun was out, so... Well, that's it for this evening, so I'll return it back to you. And 5AOW returning to net control.
Okay, Bill, yeah, well, you mentioned that. I brought up the Montague radar here on the computer, and I see that, there's small showers going through. Looks like there's a band right over you, though, but it's going from the south to the north, almost directly straight north, so interesting pattern. At least that's the way the radar is indicating it as far as the Doppler goes. It may not actually be moving that way, but it sure looks like it is. So, all right. Thanks thanks for the update there, Jen. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service and return the frequency regular AM to you. So I'd like to thank Kevin, Bill out there in Warrendale, and Bill in Outer Lake. Rich, John, and Dan for checking in tonight. SA-73, is anyone listening in? It's KD2, AIT, clear.
This is KD2-FPM signing out of this repeater through the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. I'm going to head down to the Oneida County repeater right now on my actual radio for the Octen at 9:30. KD2-FPM is clear, 7-3.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
Okay, I missed the net tonight. Sorry, guys.
K-8-2-7-Z.
I'm here,
Andrew Kibler. Yeah. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Oh, trying to suffer in this humidity right now, but not doing too bad.
Yeah, I know. Humidity's been bad here around here too. We're around 90 degrees most of the day, but most of the afternoon. Took care of everything I wanted to do outside, because I can't handle the heat like that. So anyway, who was NCS tonight?
Jeff.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah, I just got a little late here. I was on the computer and realize what time it was.
I can't use that excuse anymore. I've got my scanner up.
I didn't copy you that time. I don't know if you moved away from the micro or I didn't have the volume turned up enough.
I said said, I can't use that excuse anymore. I got my scanner on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Well, that was my excuse anyway. Anyway, catch you guys. Catch you later, Richard. Thanks. I'll be around in a little while to do a call-up anyways. KA2000.
Okay, I thought you were doing the call. Okay, I'll be here. I'll be here. And good here.
And to KPRWATU. I'm not sure Jack will hear me. You still there, Rich?
Go ahead. John.
Yeah, your radio's fine. You didn't drop out at all. Jack's probably suffering from the same thing we used to, when we were down there on Clay, that Rochester repeater. When it comes on, it just obliterates. It just takes, you know, the other repeater, like this repeater right out. You can't even, you can barely hear it. You hear this heterodyne, but your radio hasn't dropped out at all, so. I just wanted to let you know. I'm glad the scanner monitoring works for you now. So now, if someone or we give you a call, or someone gives you a call, you we have a possibility you might hear us.
John came through. I knew he did, but I had the TV on and the 1-7 is talking, and I didn't have it turned up high enough. So good evening to you. We'll catch you guys later. Okay, 2000.
Okay, stay cool there, Jack, you and Carol. That's about 70-69 here, so I'm not complaining. Go ahead, Rich.
I don't know. I can tell you right now, inside this apartment, with the air conditioner going, it's about 80.
Oh, jeez, Rich, that's terrible. I have a friend of mine, he's up in Fulton. He's at a high-rise apartment, and they have to furnish their own air conditioner. I think I talked to him, it was 83, and he was sitting right directly in front of a fan. He can't, it got so hot one evening in his apartment, he actually had to go outside. That's terrible. You know, I mean, it was just too hot, he couldn't sleep.
Yep, I know the feeling completely, because that's the way it was over in the other apartment.
Okay, I won't keep you, just thought I'd say hi. Well, you got a fan, turn that on and drink lots and lots of water. 73-102-KPRWAQ.
We'll drink a lot more, but water's expensive, and I won't touch this stuff here in town, so. I tried it once, didn't like the taste of it, so that's it. Okay, have a great evening. We'll talk to you guys again, and hi to Kathy. Thanks to keep you.
Did you say water, like water, like in the lake?
Yeah, like water out of the faucet.
Okay, well, we have well water, so. Oh, well, okay. I understand. I remember the days when they used to put so much chemicals and stuff in it. 73-WATU.
Okay, 73, enter
stations that would like to check in tonight, where they're without traffic. All stations are welcome. Come now, please.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack.
Hi, I'm good to see you.
Rose. And 2MQP.
Okay, very good. N5AOW, hello, Bob. N2KPR, hello again, Rich. N2MQP, hello, Carol. Thank you all for taking me. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. KA27Z to Acton, looking for any additional stations. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA27Z.